Finally this evening, Temple University professor John Raines died Sunday at the age of 84. He's remembered as one of eight who planned and executed the 1971 break-in of the FBI headquarters in Media, Pennsylvania. The action exposed FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover's spying on protest groups and forever changed the way the agency conducted investigations. WHYY's Annette John Hall has more on Raines' life and the legacy that he leaves behind.
John Raines never saw himself as a hero, yet his impact, whether it was teaching his lively religion classes at Temple University or protesting segregation as a freedom rider in the 60s, was profound.
It was so important to him to be able to not only be a scholar and an academic, but equally important was his social activism.
His wife Bonnie says they all played roles in the planning and execution of the break-in. But it was John who drafted the correspondence and sent the stolen documents to then Washington Post reporter Betty Metzger, whose story led to congressional hearings that changed the course of the all-powerful FBI.
And what it led to was the public, for the first time, saying intelligence agencies must also be held accountable, just like other government agencies.
Raines and his cohorts took a vow of secrecy until 40 years later, when John told Metzger that he and Bonnie were the culprits at a dinner party. Metzger's book, The Burglary, told the story and gained Raines a measure of fame late in his life. For the son of a Methodist minister who grew up in wealth and privilege in Minnesota, Raines took his commitment to social justice to his grave, Bonnie Raines said.
You know, one of the last things he said in his hospital bed is, "How are we going to change this government?"
A memorial service for John Raines will be held December 2nd in Philadelphia. Annette John Hall, WHYY News.